Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing break in.
show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awake and let go. Come into the
to the Golden Healing Fountain. This is week 235 of the show, and we have a lovely guest by the name of Melissa Berman, and she's going to be bringing you some fabulous messages through. And this is the show where we cross oceans, time waves, and join up in a great global circle of love and light. Our special guest today is from California. And at this point in the show, we haven't been able to join up with Gary for a couple of weeks because he's been really ill, but we want to welcome him back. Welcome back, Gary Moore.
Hello, everyone. Hi, John Christie.
Hiya.
I am glad to be back, grateful to be back, yes.
We're glad to have you back.
Yeah, I managed to dodge the bullet the past 4 or 5 years and not get sick at all, and, to speak of, really. This year, it came down with it, and it got a hold of me. It was just a terrible case of the flu, and I'm recovering from it. And ooh. I finally got my voice back. Past couple of weeks, I had a terrible case of laryngitis, but I'm glad that at least I can be speaking again.
Yeah, I can still hear it in your voice. By the way, this is John Christie, and I'm speaking to you from somewhere near Liverpool.
Yes, you are.
Not far from Liverpool. And you're speaking from Oregon, aren't you, Gary?
Yes, from Oregon, up in the Pacific Northwest. We've had beautiful weather, a couple of beautiful days. Yesterday was absolutely incredible. It's like the first spring-like day, really, to speak of up here. And we can do with a string of those. It's absolutely gorgeous again today. And looking forward to having our special guest, Melissa Berman. She hadn't been on with us before, has she?
No, she hasn't, but she's from Psychics Gone Wild, and we've had quite a few readers from Psychics Gone Wild, and they're
right.
always brilliant.
In a lot of trouble. No.
And
really.
You have got a, well, we all have a very auspicious evening. We
yes.
won't even see this blood moon or the eclipse from Europe because it's light here when it actually happens. But you will see over there, and I think in America it's going to be 12:07 EST. And
mm-hmm.
the eclipse will strip away our ego and will unveil many truths from our subatomic levels. And many more people will awaken and see the world anew. And each one shall face the bright light of the source and oneself. So we must remain in balance as the light we emit is trifold now. Rejoice, for the light is unfolding. And in 3 weeks, the poles in the sun will shift and much more light will hit Earth. And there's going to be a series of full blood moons. This one's called Tetrad. And
right.
the blood moon, full blood moon, has only happened 7 times since the birth of Jesus. So many say that he returns with this one. Of course, we know that this refers to the Christ consciousness rather than the physical body of the
and
Christ.
And speaking from the Native American side of things, you know, from the Lakota teachings that I have came up in, we talk about the end of the world, okay, when the Lakota pray for a thing called the Red and Blue Days. And what that means is, according to them, when the world comes to an end, the moon will turn red and the sun will turn blue. And they call this the Red and Blue Days. Now, what this means is the end of our ignorance in the beginning of our enlightenment. So this is why they pray for it. They look forward to the red and blue days. And when the moon turns red like that, they say that the red and blue days are upon us. And it's a good thing, meaning we are waking up into our enlightenment and letting go of our ignorance. So roll that around in your mind for a while.
Yeah, well, that all fits in with everybody else's prophecies, including the Mayans and the Hopi Indians.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, on the 23rd and 24th, we've got the April solar eclipse. And on the 29th of April, we've got the Cardinal Grand Cross. And
right.
so there's lots more really auspicious things going to be happening. I'm just so sorry that I won't be able to see the eclipse because I do love to watch them. I always think they're fascinating. Anyway, it's time we got on with the show, isn't it? So
okay.
we're going to play a lovely song, especially for Melissa, and before we bring the callers online as well. And this one, well, she does like jazz and blues, so I just thought, how about this one? I hope she enjoys this one. It's Feeling Good by Nina Simone.
Oh, I love Nina.
I do.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, and I'm feeling good. Fly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know peace when day is done. That's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me.
Simone there, that's a good version. We usually play Michael Bublé's, but that's brilliant. And that was especially for our special guest. Yeah, she's brilliant. Anyway, we're going to bring Melissa on, and I think she's on this line here. Hi there, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
Hiya, we're great, thanks. Are you?
I'm just so honored to be here, Miss Jan, and Gary, thank you, and to everyone listening, thank you so much. I feel so, just overwhelmed with such bliss and gratitude. The beginning of the show, your beautiful music and that song, this was mind-blowing. But just everything, you can just feel, I just love the reverence of what you do. It's just so beautifully ordained, and I'm very, very, just almost speechless to be here. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, we're so honored.
Absolutely.
Well, you're going to tell us, you're going to tell us a little bit about your work before we actually bring some callers on.
Sure. Well, you know, it all started when I was a young child, eight years old, running away from a holiday table going, it's not supposed to be obligation, it's supposed to be from your heart. And I'd hide in my room, and then little by little, I was just so drawn to the spiritual. And I think everybody, when they're a young teen, has that initiation of, you know, around 11 or 12 or 13 years old, when you, the Ouija board, and you're having seances and sleepovers and things. And we actually brought back Anna Pavlova at the sleepover where I was with my friends, and I was having visions. And so I explained the vision I had to the friend that it was pertaining to, and she said that was spot on and everything. So I thought, well, this is interesting. And then as I went to college, I was drawn to two other classmates, one of whom had her father had just passed away, and she was getting channeled messages, and my other friend also was into the spiritual thing, and we were being guided to having these sessions, you know, of these channeled sessions, these very ordained, you know, very sacred. And that was a big initiation for me, and I was, you know, chanting, and I was learning about this and that, and went to a lovely man named Reverend Ernest Longus, who's since passed, but he was really a pioneer in the field of psychometry, which I do, and channeling and mediumship and the like. So it's just been the backbone of my journey. I'm a professional performer, and I'm a teaching artist, and I do all these other things, but the backbone of my life has been my spiritual work. And occasionally would do readings for people, but now in this new world as we unfold, it's becoming more, requested. And so it's just the doors, you know, as the doors open, I just honor them and just keep doing the work, because that's really the most important thing. And that's,
oh, that's
where I
brilliant.
Am today.
That's great. And we're not alone. I mean, we are here to do what we're here to do. And we do have loads of helpers, beings of light helping us to do what we're supposed to be doing. And because there are so many more people opening up and awakening now, and because we're going to be having our ego stripped away and seeing the world as it really is, a lot of people are going to be needing some help. So we have to stay grounded and centered and keep spreading our light about. So...
and also go through our own lessons. The only way we can teach it is to go through it. And had I not been through some of the things, if you'd asked me 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, I'd say, no, that's no. And now having had these personal experiences of dealing with this intergalactic warfare, whatever people want to call it, and bringing in those beings and learning them and doing grid work and all. I never would have known about that, but that's evolution and that's initiation. And so from that personal experience and all the past life visitations and all the things that I've been, what we call the ascension, whatever, I've had presented to me and going through and doing the work, because there's nothing else you can do but do that work. People can do other things, but eventually we got to still do the work, so might as well do the work, right? So
yeah.
There it is. And then so when people ask me, you know, I'm saying, you know, I personally can share this with you. I'm not making this about me. This is for you. But just know that I have personal experience, and that's, you know, and if that helps one person, then that's correct. There's no mistake, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well, we've had some callers waiting online, and we've had one that's been waiting for 29 minutes. So do you mind if we bring this person on? They didn't speak earlier when I said hello, but maybe they were a bit shy. Hello, area code 256. You're live on air with Melissa. Do you have a question or a message?
Kimberly.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's your name?
Kimberly. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. And where are you calling from, Kimberly?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta,
is this
Georgia.
My Kimberly? Jethro's
yes.
And my Kimberly. Hi, Miss Kim.
Hi, Melissa.
Thank you for tuning in tonight and today and everything in between. How are you?
I'm great. What about you?
I'm fine. It's so nice to hear your voice.
Nice to hear you, too.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
I am good. I won't even say stumbled upon the work by Byron Katie, Loving What Is. And I was going through her book, and she has just blown me away. I mean, after years of trying to search through a lot of things, even energy healing and stuff like that, but those four questions that you have to ask yourself about the, you know, what the truth is and, you know, is it really the truth, I've released so much stuff over this weekend that it's just phenomenal.
That's so meant to be for you.
Oh,
you know, because your path is unfolding. You know, we tease Kim because she calls us all a lot, and because we love her. She's like one of our heartfelt, you know, sister angel regulars.
Yeah.
But we scold her a little bit if she gets too many readings, and she knows that. But what's happened, this jump start for you, Kimberly, where you're just paying attention now to what your heart and soul are guiding you to do, and your energy is lighter. You're discovering things that are making sense to you. You're owning your work. And this is what I wanted to talk about with everybody today too. This whole idea of empowerment through spirituality, not necessarily empowerment through Esther. You know, everybody finds their own thing. I'm talking about these God-given gifts that are with us, spirit-given gifts that are with us. We can't make a mistake. Astrology is a tool. You know, intuition is the key and that creative spark within. So when we are guided, like you were guided to read Byron Katie, if we're guided to a certain gemstone, or we're guided to a certain radio show or a certain concert or a certain whatever, and we're trusting that, we're getting our lessons unfolding. And we are, as Jen Christy said earlier, you know, being co-creative. But that's the empowerment. That's the key. That's the tool. That's what gets us to that next step. It's not always roses. It's not always black and white. It's not always easy. But when we tune in, it becomes so meaningful that we do that particular work, and we, you know, that one we can kind of check off our list. Not like it's gone forever. Maybe it is, but we are it then. For lack of a better word, we're more in command of the path with the divine's guidance. We can't do what the divine does because the divine is guiding us. But when we tune in, then we work with that. And I'm just really proud of you and so happy for you. Your guides are clapping. They're waving little banners. That's what's being shared with me. You definitely have some Native American energy around you right now. I don't know if Jethro's talked to you about that. But with that, it's about planting seeds, waiting for the seeds to grow, being patient, doing your rain dance. You've got to be really, really patient when you start to unfold with this stuff, because there's no magic bullet. There's no quick fix. I had to learn that the hard way. Oh, I'm in a metaphysics, so I'm going to have an easy life. No, I'm in a metaphysics, and whoa, watch out. Boom, boom, boom. But it becomes more meaningful. So you have to, the big guidance is you're like a train riding down that train track, and you know, woo, but you've got to put the brakes on a little bit when you start to get a little bit ahead of yourself, Kim. Just be patient with these unfoldments. because you have spiritual gifts that are beckoning you. They're awakening now.
Okay.
Now you're going to have a cup of tea, some lavender tea. Seriously. Especially
yeah.
when you get burned out. If you can get some lavender tea, no kidding. Lavender tea mixed with chamomile will be really, really good because it's going to, the feeling that you're going to feel when you drink that herbal tea is going to just warm. You're going to feel it warm every chakra you've got. You know, it's going to just kind of go from the bottom to the top and back again. So if you can get a hold of lavender tea and chamomile tea, please drink that.
Okay.
While you're going through all of these wonderful changes.
Okay.
Okay. You're such an angel.
Thanks.
I will tell Jethro that we spoke. He'll be very, very excited.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Kimberly. Oh,
thank
That's
you.
A lovely message.
Thank you for calling, Kimberly.
Yeah, thanks, Kimberly.
You're welcome.
All anytime.
Okay.
Oh, lovely lady.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Okay, we'll put her on mute and we'll let Gary bring Rose on because she's been waiting 34 minutes.
Oh.
I can do that. Go ahead and bring Rose on. Let me see.
Thanks,
where
Gary.
Did Rose go? Rose
oh.
just hung up.
Oh, dear. She must have got shy all of a sudden.
I don't know.
Well, maybe she'll call in again.
We do have another one that's been waiting 31 minutes. We'll go ahead
we
and bring
do.
Them on from the 847 area code. Hello, 847. You are on air with Melissa Berman. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jill. I'm calling from Illinois.
Ooh.
Hi, Jill. Thank you for calling.
Hi,
Thank
Jill.
Thank you.
How can we help you, Miss Jill?
I had some rough years. I come from an extremely toxic family, so I've been doing a lot of healing and getting clarity and processing, and I'm ready to move on. Do you see things moving on for me soon?
Well, this whole grief pattern that you're in definitely feels like it's flushing its way out. Are you doing any kind of ritual bath? Do you have a bathtub?
Yes.
Okay. Are you doing any kind of sea salt work at all?
No.
Okay, so your next step is now going to be more sort of what's being shared with me is more goddess energy to reclaim. It's like you're reclaiming your soul. You came to this family as a messenger, as a divine messenger. You're sort of like the raven or the crow that's come to this is, remember, I'm the channel, so I'm getting this guidance from your angelic team. They're, you know, when the bones have been picked, it was really for them to not be doing that to you, but that's what they've chosen. You know,
right.
In a family like that where you've come as the divine messenger holding the space for them and the light, they come to pick the bones. Their bones, it was not about bone picking, but that's what they chose to do. So they've missed the whole message. So
yes.
They're going to have to deal with it eventually. However, you need yellow. You need yellow. You need like citrine and topaz and yellow foods for your solar plexus chakra. Very, very important. You can eat, like if you can eat grapefruit, you know, if you can eat yellow squash, anything that's yellow golden berries, you need to start building that up again. And for women, it spins, let's see, what it is, spins to the left. So when you work, are you working with your chakra system at all too, that inner body work?
You know, I have, and I started doing some, you know, kind of journaling, but drawing pictures, so I'm drawing myself with all of my chakras open.
Beautiful. Oh, you're so gifted. That's lovely. So you know how to, you know. So if you want to work on those chakras, when you're working on those chakras, you can even do it in your ritual bath, you're going to visualize those points of light, and you start from your root chakra, and you're going to spin it. You're going to just see them spinning to the left. For women, they start left. And then the second chakra goes right, third chakra goes left, fourth chakra goes right, fifth chakra goes left, and so on until you reach the crown. Because right now you just want to work with the basic ones and just know you're protected in divine light. And then you're going to reverse it. You're going to bring it back down, and they still spin that way. Okay? But in the meantime, you want to get some, again, lavender is really big for everybody right now. We just had lavender tea. Now we're going to put lavender oil in this bath. You can get Epsom salts with lavender oil. You can get sea salts with lavender oil. Lavender is for calming and protection, especially in the home. And a little rose oil would work, a little daffodil, whatever you can find. You know, don't make yourself crazy. Lavender oil is pretty easy to get if you don't have some. A little frankincense and myrrh is good, too, if you can get some, or you can do the incense. But in this bath, you're going to draw this bath, nice warm water, put this salt, sea salts, You can put Epsom salts if you're stressed and get that lavender going. If you choose to add a couple more oils, please do. You're going to stay in that tub till it's the water's cool.
Did
so,
she bring a rubber ducky?
Okay. Rubber ducky is really good because it's yellow. You know, it's, anything yellow is really, really, really good right now for Jill. So Jill, and you're going to just, you're just going to release all of this. I release the abuse. I release the pain. I release the trauma. You can light a white candle and have some incense. When you're done with that candle, let it burn. You can do a votive so it can burn all the way down. You know, you don't have to do a big giant candle, but let it burn all the way down. Don't blow it out.
Okay.
Okay, and have a glass of water by it, a ritual water, so that the guides can really, you know, it's a, it's just a whole ceremony you're doing right now. Because right
so
now,
so you see things getting better soon.
Well, you're gonna do this ritual bath because you,
okay.
you still gotta be you still have to have more ownership. There's been a lot of grief that your soul is working
yes.
through with you, and you know, and anger and grief, and they're all synergistic. So this bath is gonna help clear some more of this energy. So you're just gonna I hereby release in sacred space. You're gonna invoke that bath, and in sacred space, I hereby release trauma and abuse and negativity, past life, any incarnation. You just let the words come from your soul, and you just let that all go down. If you need to cry, cry. If you need to scream, scream. Whatever you need to do, just let that go down the drain, and then take a shower. And
okay.
then after that, you need to be meditating a little bit more, and if you want to go outside in nature to do that, you need to start calling on these higher beings, your angelic team. You got to give them more permission. See, we have free will on this plane of consciousness, and on this plane of consciousness, we've come here to learn about true will. It really is very simple, and we've made it so complicated. So the true will is that God voice or spirit voice within. Free will is when people, oh, I should have turned right, I'm going to turn left, and then they end up, you know.
Right.
You know? So this,
yes.
this is part of your empowerment. You have to be very, very loving and nurturing and learn these proper steps for your own being. You have to stay away from these people for whatever length of time you need. You have to cut the cord.
Yes,
and these boundaries,
absolutely.
These boundaries that you're setting, if they decide to run and hide, they're still going to have to be held accountable, but you need to get in safer space, whatever
okay.
that means to you. You have to do these physical implementations of this path in order for it to clear. It's not like, oh, I recognize that it's toxic, and now is it clear? You're going to be doing these different steps so that you become more empowered by it. And
okay.
you're the person in charge here. There's beautiful blue energy being shared right now. So that's Archangel Michael. That's also Jesus, if you're into Jesus. You know, Jesus is a Christed master teacher. He's here to, you know, show us everybody's got this consciousness. He's an amazing being,
right.
as we all know. But the,
and that's what I believe in about
beautiful.
Him also.
So that's what's showing. So you can call on Mother Mary. Call on him. Call on your familiar. We call them the familiars, your familiars, plus your angelic team. Give them permission all to intercede for you, and you will start seeing incredible miracles. You don't have to do this on your own. We just have to give them permission. Unless
okay.
it's a matter of life and death, they do intervene. I've had a couple of interventions, divine interventions. Right, so you know. So give them more permission. Buy yourself some red roses, pink roses. Start surrounding yourself with this physical manifestation or physicalities of love, because what you didn't get, you can give back to yourself. The abuse is eventually going to heal. I mean, it's not going to be as much of a reaction for you, but you have to be in that learning thing. I'm here to learn this and transmute it and move forward, and you're going to see changes.
Wow, that was really wonderful.
Everybody believes in you, okay, Miss Jill?
Yes, thank you.
You're so welcome.
I'm glad I called. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. We're glad
Aww.
You called, too.
We are. Thanks so much for calling in, Jill.
Thank
and
you.
And what a lovely message. Lovely message you've got there. And you have a lovely energy.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. So we're going to put Jill on mute now. If you want to call in, anybody out there listening, the call-in number is 646-929-0461. If you're calling from outside the United States, it's 001-646-929-0461, that is. Okay, then. So do you want to take the next caller, or do you want a bit of a break?
No, I'm fine. Whatever is good for you. You're the driver. You're the keeper of the light and driving the boat. Whatever it's called. You're at the helm.
She's in the driver's seat.
we both are co-hosting tonight. Okay, then. So we'll bring on area code 510. They've been waiting 32 minutes. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Tasha. I'm calling from California.
Hiya. Tasha, did you say? Sorry, yeah. I missed that. Tasha. Oh, California. Lovely to have you online with Melissa. Now, have you got a question for her? Or do you want her to just give you anything that comes out?
Yeah, anything, any messages or anything she sees.
Well, I'll tell you, since we don't have time, like a 30-minute reading, can you be a little specific, Tasha? That really helps bring that forward.
Any messages.
About what? Can you be a little more specific?
As far as anything they want me to know.
Okay. What do you want to know about is what they're saying. What do you want us to tell you? What do you want us to address is what your guys are saying. Be specific.
About the move. I'm still waiting.
About the what, sweetheart?
About the move. I'm still waiting. I want to know, will the lady resolve the issue?
About the move?
Yeah.
About moving. Oh, so you're – okay. There's been a lot of flurry around this. There's been a lot of backstabbing. There's been a lot of, like – you know, scouring and people using Brillo pads when they're supposed to be using gentle soap sud things. For you, you're not quite there yet. It's not quite time for you to move. It feels like some other things have to line up. It feels like, do you have something to do with children?
Yes, I'm currently staying in a motel.
Yes, okay. Well, it feels like there's just a little bit more time before you can kind of pursue this further. It feels like you're getting ready to get on the wagon train and land ho. It does feel like it's coming. Next month is May, so between now and 5th, 6th, 16th, those are the numbers that are being shared, get your ducks in a row. Anything that you need to do to protect yourself, you need to do right now too, Tasha. It's sort of like if you feel that people are trying to attack you verbally or anything that's coming through that's not in integrity, you got to cut those people loose and move forward. You've been struggling a lot. Have you asked for help? Like, have you gone places that could help you more?
Only the resources that I do have, sis.
And have you found that they've been supportive?
Yeah, they have. They're waiting too. Like, okay, what's going on with the lady as far as you moving into the place?
Okay, so. Yeah. It feels like she's just waiting. She's waiting for something. But what is the deal with these other people that were not kind to you? Is that tied into her?
No.
Okay. Okay, so.
Well, I guess you could kind of say that because I had to wait for so long for my voucher.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It feels like there's some sort of silent help trying to get your attention, and it feels very sacred, and it feels very religious. It feels almost church-like. So it feels like you've got to do a little bit more research. Are you and you're certain that this person is someone that you are going to be able to have this kind of interaction with, is what your guides are asking.
Okay.
In your heart. Because it does feel like you're moving forward. It just feels like this may not be the end-all place. Like it's a stopover. But there's a better place. There's a better place that's more affiliated with, you know, the integrity of your spiritual heart. Does that make sense? You know, you don't want to just move because you're desperate to move. You've got to move because your heart says, I got to go here. Because if you move and you're desperate, you're going to have desperation where you move. If you feel called, though, to a place, then that's a little different. But for right now, it just feels right now that there's a little bit of something that's the holdup is not a punishment. You have to do a little bit more research. It just feels like there's something in the background that's trying to protect this and make sure that you get where you're supposed to go. Does that make sense?
I guess, yeah.
So what are you doing humanly, like the human footsteps that we have to take to move this forward? What are you doing personally?
I'm just waiting for housing to say that they're going to go ahead and do the inspection on the place so I can move in. If not, then I have to look elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have somebody besides you that's helping you with this, besides them?
No.
Okay.
No. Mm-hmm. It's just basically the program that I'm dealing with. I got to wait on. Basically, I have to wait on them to see what moves they're going to make before I can even make a move.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's like the bureaucracy, the red tape and all that. You have to
yeah.
keep the faith, keep your prayers going. It feels, is there somebody that you know, like at a I don't want to say church, a sanctuary or a holier place, a place of trusted beings is what's being shared, that you could talk to about this, that could kind of help you?
Mm-hmm.
Is there somebody that you know like that?
No.
Nobody. There's no, like, center that you can go where there are like-minded souls or, for lack of a better word, like it doesn't feel like a church. You know, it feels more like a center or a place of well-being near where you are, where there's people that want to kind of help you. It feels like, for lack of a better word, you know, some people would hire a lawyer, or some people would hire like a real estate agent, or, you know, and it, that kind of...
Kind of a support group. Kind
mm-hmm,
of a
or support, but it feels like one person's trying to, would be there to help you. Is there any place that you go near where you are?
No, I don't go nowhere. I just mainly sit in a motel. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Is there any way you could start networking a little bit? It doesn't cost any money. It's just going, if there's a church nearby.
I don't know no places around here.
Okay,
it's a little church next to me, but I don't really know them like that.
Okay, well, if you feel drawn there, go in there. If you feel drawn to walk down the street and there's a, you know, you have to do a little bit of homework on this. It feels like there's just a library. If there's a library, you have to be a little bit more co-creative in this. Don't say that you're waiting around. Be a little bit more proactive in keeping your energies elevated. So that you don't get depressed, so that you don't feel like you're, you know, being weighed down. You have a lot on your plate. You have so much on your plate, and it just takes time for these things to unfold. But you have to just kind of be a little bit more proactive, and just don't tell everybody your business. See if there's anybody you can talk to that you feel trust. Maybe there's a minister or something. I mean, for lack of a better word, because you're more
mm-hmm.
into this metaphysical stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm. To go to them and ask them what? That's the thing.
No, you want to just go ahead and go and feel it out and just see if there's, in this town, a couple of people that you could, if there's somebody that you could maybe connect with or talk with to help you through this a little bit more. Because you're not getting you're not getting the answers right now that you need. And it feels like it's definitely going to move, it just feels like red tape. It's eventually going to move forward. Red tape, and then there's caution, and then eventually you move forward. But you've got to be more proactive so that you don't sit around waiting, is what your guides are sharing. Does that make sense? Easier said than done, because a lot of times we just sit around because we're waiting, as opposed to, okay, maybe if I go out, talk to a person, maybe I go smell some flowers or something, that recharges your batteries and puts you in a better energy field so that you can, you know. Does that make sense?
No, I know what they're saying now. They like need to get out there and let her energy flow around to get everything moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because it's for you, you know. It's not about...
Yeah, I see what they're saying.
And it also helps to move you into the feeling place of already having what you're desiring.
Okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
other people
okay.
as well that you meet up with, because if you go out and smile at someone and say hello, you might be the first person that's spoken to that person today. You might make their day by speaking to them and saying hello, you know.
Yeah.
And that just raises your vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And it
okay.
feels like there's somebody there that's going to be like this other another support for you while you go through this.
Okay.
As you go through this. You're on the right track, Miss Tasha.
Feel
okay.
the feelings of already having it.
I'm doing that now.
Right. Do whatever you can to maintain that.
Just
okay,
say thank you. You've already got it.
Take care,
yes.
Tasha.
Okay, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
Thank you, Tasha.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Okay, I'll go ahead and put you on mute and move on to the next caller. The next caller has been on hold for 18 minutes from the 401 area code. Hello, 401, you're on air with Melissa Berman. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Diane, and I'm calling from Rhode Island. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Good evening, good afternoon, and anything in between. How are you?
Well, I'm feeling really kind of crazy energy right now. I'm preparing to make a move that's based on the heart and not on the head. And I have to say, today I felt a little overwhelmed, and, it's a little scary to make a big move long distance. I wanted to see what you pick up around it.
But you're going to a place where there's open arms, yes?
Oh, absolutely. Most of my family are there, and I'm going to be a Grammy. So that was really...
congratulations.
Thank you. That's the heart pull.
Mm-hmm. So it feels like you just need to do a little bit at a time as opposed to doing it all at once. Pack this box. Put this thing away, ship this, do that. You know, you're overwhelming yourself because it's almost like you want to be the horse in the front of the cart as opposed to just letting the horse take the cart. You're like, it's not impatience. It's just you feel like you have to do it all at once and you don't. So take some deep, long breaths and just give yourself permission to do it in accord to the way it's unfolding. And it feels very golden. It feels very protected. And you can do more protection work if you want, calling in your guides, calling in, you know, the archangels, whatever your truth is. But you have to do it a little bit more, in rhythm with your personal rhythms. Don't try to force all of it. And, of course, today is very challenging. We've got, when's your birthday? You don't have to tell the year.
November 1st.
Okay, so Scorpio. So Saturn's in Scorpio, and it's retrograde.
Yes.
And
oh, yeah.
Mars is retrograde in Libra. And Pluto's getting ready to go retrograde in Capricorn. And we're getting ready to get into this cardinal grand cross. And for anybody that's Scorpio right now, with Saturn in Scorpio retrograde, it's almost like finishing up in order to move forward. And so for you right now, you've got some loose ends you're tying up, but as far as the move is concerned, your guides are sharing figurines and lanterns, and it's sort of like one if by land, two if by sea, and that whole thing. You're making a sojourn, and it's important to honor it as a sojourn. And a sojourn, of course, is a spiritual journey. So this is the next step of your journey.
I have been pacing myself. What I think is panicking is right now unemployment ended and there's no jobs in Rhode Island, and I don't have my income's got my, you know, my savings is running out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's like, I have to make this move and I have to, I have just the money to do that, but I got to get through the next. And I just, I found out I didn't get a job. I think I'm concerned about being able to find work in Florida, because when you struggle for a job for a while, you start to wonder if there's something wrong with yourself, I suppose, is what it really has.
No, it's preparing the soil for everything to fall into place, and it's tedious right now. Mars is the planet of action, and it's ruled by Aries, and Libra is its opposition. So it's sort of like, we want to move forward, but we can't because we've got to do this and this and this. Don't worry about the income. You've got to get landed and you've got to plant these seeds and you've got to get kind of into this space, and then there's work. So what you're doing is you're preventing yourself from understanding that this is the journey that's unfolding. So when in those moments of panic, just take those deep breaths, affirm that you're in the right place at the right time doing the right thing, that you're being beckoned and called, and that all things work out in divine right timing. You can do some affirmations. You can do some chanting. As far as work is concerned, by the time you get there, things are going to have shifted. So you want to not put the cart before the horse. You want to kind of get, it's understandable that you'd be panicking. It's all these things. You're overwhelming yourself. Focus on the fact that you're doing the move. There's people there that are beckoning you with opening or welcoming you with open arms. And that things are shifting, so by the time you get landed, and settled a little bit, you don't want to go into a new interview and be all, you know, tired and all stressed out. You want to just keep planting some seeds while you're doing this. And the planets are not conspiring against us. They're trying to create the right soil. So what your guides are sharing is there's definitely work coming, and until you get in your new soil, the garden can't grow.
Right. Well, thank you so much. And so even though I know a lot of this stuff, astrology is my passion, but I do have a T-square in my chart that's getting exact by this. I have Saturn in Capricorn.
Yes.
And Pluto is right on it.
Right.
But it's still, I guess hearing somebody else say it helps.
Well, the thing
is
that we use the astrology as a guidepost. It's not a death sentence. It's a guidepost. And so you want to kind of roll with this. Right now, if you've got, you know, the Pluto in Capricorn and the Saturn in Capricorn, let that work in your favor down the line. You know, Pluto is ruled by Scorpio.
Right.
And Saturn's ruled by Capricorn. And we're in the Cardinal Grand Cross right now anyway, so everybody's feeling, it's almost like this pressure. It's like being compressed. It's like a vice for people right now. So you're proactive. You're packing. You're getting ready to move forward. And so you're going to nip it in the bud. Let it work for you. Don't resist it. Let it help guide you. Call on Saturn. Call on Pluto. Call on all of these higher angelic beings and say, what can I do? Let me know what my next step is. When you get in that revolving door kind of place.
Yeah, I was there today. I was having a little bit of a meltdown.
It's okay. It's understandable. You're not making it up. It's a heavy energy today. Has been like, whoa, like it's all sparkly, and then it's like, whoa, and that is like, you know, because we have a full moon coming with all these other configurations, and you know, we're all synergistically tied into this emotionally with the planets. The planets are our guideposts. You know, it's not anything. People go, well, you know, you can't get out of bed today because Scorpio's doing that. No. What is the guidance? What is the message? And how can we work with that? How can we be synergistic with that? So when you have a meltdown, but just try not to beat yourself up too much. Let it pass through you, because you transmute that energy. Once it goes through you and you've accepted that you're having the meltdown and this is how you're feeling and you can express it and say it out loud like you have been, then you can change it, then you can transmute it. You're moving through it.
Oh, you are so good. I enjoyed listening to all the other readings as well, Melissa. Thank you so much. You're very inspirational.
Well, we're here for you, and I'm honored to speak with you, and I'm wishing you all the success. It sounds like really nice things are coming. You know, you're feeling that heirloom. The heirloom is being acknowledged, you know? That whole portraiture book of ancestors and now baby coming in. It's just going to be a very meaningful time.
Thank you so much. I'm excited about getting there. It's the process of getting there that's scaring me. And
Right. Moving
paths and all the things I have to do, I'm like, oh, my poor kitty. But we'll get there.
But you're going from Rhode Island to Florida, right?
That's correct.
So that's not nearly as – like you're not moving to, you know, Venice, Italy, right? So you're
right.
Still
no,
on
the
East Coast.
The
give yourself some kudos for still being on the East Coast, you know, and know that you're going to get there. It's not going to go away. It's there for you when you get there.
It's just the, you know, the driving and the moving and all of that,
sure,
with the animals and stuff. I started to get myself a little stressed out trying to, you know, like organize some of it today, and I was pacing it, but I was like, oh, this is
Ask the fairies for help. Ask the angels for help. Give your team permission to help you. They really want us to do this right now more than ever. I mean, it's always been that way, but now more than ever, we have the tools to talk to our guides and angels and to spirit and to the higher beings. Just give them permission to help you so that you can have more fun with this, because you don't want to take that stress energy in your new world. You want to leave it behind.
No. Yeah. So, I want to go take a nice bath, too.
Good.
I love the eucalyptus, and the spearmint is my favorite.
Oh, that's amazing, because eucalyptus is for exorcism and for cleansing, and spearmint is for prosperity and nurturing. So you're on your right. That's awesome.
Because we're attracted to what we need, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
we
generally
do it without even knowing
it.
Yeah, that's right. So we have to be a little bit careful with the lavender because it's a depressant. You can actually get depressed if you use it every single day on its own.
Oh, that's interesting. So, I didn't know that. And I can't use it every day. That's interesting how you're guided to not. Oh, thank you for sharing that. I had no idea. Interesting.
I don't use lavender very often myself. It's just not a scent that I'm gravitate to.
Mm-hmm.
But the eucalyptus I absolutely love.
Yeah. And also what's being shared is you need to eat blueberries, so you need antioxidants right now.
I'm doing a blueberry smoothie every day with kefir probiotics.
Wow. Okay, so you know what to do.
So that's perfect.
Delicious.
So that was a lovely message there for you, Diane. So thank you so much for calling in. And,
thank you for having me.
All the best,
and if Melissa's on again, you're welcome to call in again and let us know how you're going on. Okay, then.
Thanks.
So thanks so much. We're going to put you on mute. And we're going to bring a Skype caller on who's been waiting for quite a while, 16 minutes. So are you there, Skype caller?
Hi, yes, I'm
Hello.
Here. Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, is it you, Jumpy? Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
What's your name?
My name is Deep.
Dean?
Yes, D-W-E-T.
D-W-E? Sorry. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California. Deep as in deep, the deep sea.
All right, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Ah.
Okay, from California.
Hi,
well,
Deep, how are you?
I'm good, Manisha. Thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. It's wonderful to meet you.
Yes, nice to talk to you. My question is, what do you see coming for me in my love life?
I see lots of roses. I see lots of roses is what's being shared, and roses is the highest order of love. When you connect with people, you come from this sort of chivalrous kind of nobility that brings interesting people around you. To get clarity on this, you need to decide exactly what you're looking for in a partnership. If you're looking just to date somebody, if you're looking for a partnership, and that comes from your heart. That's something that's a soul conversation. So when you do that, you're going to be able to figure out exactly what kind of person and where you're going to try to meet this person. It feels like you've had your heart broken a little bit, and it's kind of made you, for lack of a better word, and of course this is no judgment, it's because we all go through this, it's made you a little defensive, and that's understandable. So what you want to do now is, you know, the guidance that's coming through is like tuxedos and spats and very sort of gentlemanly kind of energy about you that some people are very much into, and some people want to be more independent. The new relationships that are happening right now are interdependent and more partnership. So if you just want to date, that's going to be one kind of relationship. But if you're looking to really connect and have more of a partnership, that's going to be a different intention for you.
Right. I like a girl called Anne. Do you see things working out eventually between us over the long period?
Can you spell her name? Is it A-N-N?
Anne, yes.
Well, the first thing that's being shared is mother energy. Is she a mom? Is she like a single mom? Or are you a single dad? There's mother energy there. It's
okay.
Not bad.
No, she's not a... No, she's not a mom. She is in a relationship. She's trying to come out of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I think we've talked. No, it sounds like somebody else I've talked to, too. But there's something about mother, okay? And now it may have to do with your relationship with your mom or her relationship with her mom, but there's some kind of mother energy there. Not mothering, not nurturing, mother. There's like this strong mother energy there. You have to be very careful with your own heart, Deep. You may not be able to get your needs met in this. And for you to put a lot of energy into it is going to prevent you from from really sharing and opening up your heart. It doesn't mean you can't be kind, and it doesn't mean you can't be interested, but it doesn't feel like this is necessarily the best place for you to be right now. It can change. You're supposed to nurture yourself more and mother yourself more. There, because I'm not in session for her, I'm not necessarily going to get a lot of guidance regarding where she is and what she wants. The guidance is to help you. So it feels like you're very dapper, you know, you're very good in social situations. You want to take some of these, it feels like there's strings attached here and all kinds of weird stuff that's surrounding this. So you want to take yourself out of that and still have a caring heart. But it doesn't feel like this is where you're going to get your true love. And you deserve better than this. And it feels very karmic. It feels very past life. It has that pull, you know, riding off into the sunset and then having somebody get shot is what happened. And so there's that longing of, I want to get that back because I lost it in that lifetime. And sometimes we do and sometimes we don't. But if this woman is involved with another person, it's not healthy for you. You're not getting your needs met. It doesn't mean you don't care, and it doesn't mean that down the line it could come around. But right now, this is what your guidance is being shared, how your guidance is being shared. And so you want to take some more time to just, you know, go on the yacht, be out in the blue, you know, things that are just very gentlemanly and more, you know, the sophistication that you have so that you can get clear. Is this what you really, really want? It's not going to happen overnight. She's not ready to leave this person, and your love can't break it. She's got whatever she has with this person, other person, but you are strong enough to give yourself permission to love elsewhere, but it doesn't mean that you don't love. And that's where it is right now, right now for this particular reading.
Yeah, understand that, yeah. Perfectly right, what you're saying. Beautiful reading. Thank you.
Well, we send you love and just keep being special, okay?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Thanks, Melissa.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Bye. You're in the chat room, aren't you, Deep? I can see you in the chat room. Thank you so much, Pico.
Yes, thank you for calling, Deep.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, then. So, how are you holding out? Would you like to take a bit of a music break?
Where are we? Oh, we have what, about 25 minutes? Whatever's good for, I'm good. We can keep going.
We have 25 minutes. We've got two callers left.
Okay.
And really quickly, briefly, could you mention your website? Do you have one?
Well, I ask people to get, I'm on Psychics Gone Wild, so you can find my Facebook page with Jethro E. Smith, which is just a hoot and a holler. We have a really good time over there. And you can also contact me directly at M.A. Berman, B-E-R-M-A-N, arts, like arts, A-R-T-S, @gmail.com. Then I personally will respond and send you to links that will give you more of my background. I have a website pending, but it's not ready yet. So this is what I'm doing right now.
Oh,
and I don't
that'll
use
be great
people's,
when you get it.
Yeah, I don't use people's email. I don't use anybody's email for contacting them back and letting them know I'm doing it. It's just that initial contact of correspondence so that if, you know, somebody needs a reading, we get that ball rolling.
Oh, that's great. Thanks.
Sure.
Okay, then. So we've got Issa online. Are you there, Issa? Hello.
Yes, I'm here. How are you guys?
Hiya.
Issa,
all
how
right,
you doing,
thanks.
Sweetie? Good to hear
I'm
from
good.
You.
I'm good. How are you, Podrido?
Oh, I'm El Podrido. Yes.
Yes,
you are.
Gary, you know you don't get any respect from me whatsoever.
Not at all, ever. I get no respect from this girl, ever.
Oh.
How you doing?
Never mind.
I'm good. I'm doing really good. Just finishing school and, yeah.
Hi, Issa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
How can I help you?
Actually, I just want to know whatever message the angels have for me, just whatever comes. I don't have, like, questions or
What's
anything.
What's, like, the first thing that comes pops into your heart that when you ask that, what you wanted to focus on. It really does help when we're limited with time.
God, since I've been on the spot, I guess love, relationship.
Yeah, it's that time of year for everybody, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Yes.
Yes.
What did you want to say, Roger? Roger Dodger, did you want to say something?
Roger.
Not yet? Oh, he's so funny.
No.
Oh, Isa, you're a very hard worker. You're working very hard. You're tilling the soil. You've got the plow. This is what your guides are sharing. And you kind of look behind your shoulder to see if somebody's there, and you keep moving forward, and you kind of look around to see if somebody's there. But you're ready to meet somebody head on. Can you get to a beach now and then? Is there a beach area near where you live?
Yeah. Actually, where I live, I'm surrounded by the beach.
Oh, how beautiful.
I live on an island.
So you want to...
Yeah, I'm surrounded by the beach.
Yeah, she lives very close to a beach, yes.
Okay. So you want to kind of hang out a little bit, you know, are there shops there and things where you can kind of go have iced tea or something some afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay. So you want to kind of start letting people know you're around because you've been sort of kind of reclusive, which is understandable with how busy you've been and whatever it is you're working on. So you want to let people know that you're around, and that shows that you're available. You want to buy yourself some flowers. You want periwinkle blue flowers. Periwinkle blue is for the throat chakra, to speak up, and it's also, you know, the encompassing of the blue rays and the higher beings of that nature, and the Archangel Michael and all of that lovely stuff as well. So your homework is that you're going to start putting yourself out there a little bit more so that you make yourself seen, and then that makes you available.
Okay.
And that's going to be easier said than done. You're going to tip that little toe of yours in that water. No crab is there to bite you're afraid that a crab is going to bite your toe, but it's not true. Make friends with all of nature. If you have a friend that you can go and hang out with some evening, if there's some music to go listen to, you need to be a little bit more socially interactive now. And it's not about going... It's not about going to a bar and letting some guy hit on you. It's more about being, that word, proactive, being out there, being available, making yourself present so people can see you. Because you're so adorable. Let them see you now. Wear that big sun hat. Go out there and have a little mint julep. Do what it takes to just make yourself feel very special when you're out there, that you're not waiting around, but that you are present, which makes you available.
Okay.
Get out there and mix it up.
It sounds delicious, doesn't it? So easy, and it's so hard to do sometimes. You're going to do it greatly, though. Paint those toenails.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Isa,
are you still doing your radio show?
No, I haven't been doing any radio shows since last year, since we stopped last September.
You'll have to come back on here as a guest. Are you coming back on here again?
Maybe this summer.
I'm done with school
in June. So, yes, maybe the end of June, beginning of July, we can...
Oh, well, we don't have any dates till July, so I'll contact you with a date because Isa is always a lovely guest. Okay, thank you so much for your call, Isa.
Thank you, Isa.
All righty.
Love you too.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. She's got a lovely
energy,
doesn't she?
Yeah, she's a pixie.
She's a darling. She really
is. She's like
an
ancient pixie, though. She's like, you know, got the sage wisdom, and then she's got that lovely pixie joy.
Oh.
Yeah, she's
somebody
a sweetheart.
In the chat room is asking if there's a long wait to speak to Melissa, but I think we do have one more caller, don't we? So
we actually have three callers now.
Oh, do we? Oh.
And 20 minutes left in the show. So.
Well, let's keep rolling.
Okay. Well, we'll move on to 661 area code. 661 has been on hold for 8 minutes. You are on air. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello.
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 Hello. 661, you're on the air. Hello?
Maybe he doesn't realize he's on the air, but I can hear the dog barking.
The dog realizes it.
Hello.
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 What's Jenny. Your name? Hiya.
If your radio, if your computer's on, you have to turn the sound down. That could be part of it.
Yeah, it could be.
I'm listening.
Okay, what's your name and where
listening?
Are you calling from?
Jumpy.
Oh, it's Jumpy.
Oh, hi, Jumpy. I knew you were coming.
Oh,
I thought you were the last call. Caller. I just had a sixth sense that you would be here. Okay, have you got a question for Melissa?
Hello?
Jumpy.
Hi.
Hi, Jumpy. We can
Hello.
Hear you.
How are you?
We're great.
You have a question
here.
For Melissa?
Yes, the question is how to deal with so much energy from this eclipse in this crazy city.
What crazy city are you in?
Yeah, São Paulo.
Brazil?
It's kind of Brazil or New York.
You're in New York? Oy.
No,
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 São Paulo in Brazil.
Oh! Oh,
I told
you
it was an international show.
You got to go out and dance some more. You got to embrace this a little bit more. You've been protecting yourself, which is great. But, you know, you don't need to go fight bulls and stuff, but you need to get out and get entertained a little bit more. But to calm down and to give yourself more spiritual balance, long walks will be very healing for you. If you can go for long walks where you can hear the birds and the sound of the wind, you need to get those feet planted on the ground a little bit in a park, or if there's, you know, some private area where you can go walk, that's going to be the balance for you.
Oh, great. That's perfect, because I live very close to São Paulo Central Park. It's an amazing park, and I can go for a walk with my dog whenever I want.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
You
and
have
then
to ground
you...
your energy. Yes.
Yes, yes. And if you can get by a lake now and there and just sit by the lake, you know, just get yourself back into that gentle rhythm. And then when you're ready, go out and play a little bit. Go kick up the
ball.
Yeah.
And Jumpy, don't spend so much time on your computer. You must be on there all day sending out messages and emails. Jumpy?
Yes, I know. So the computer is my connection to my friends.
I know, but you need to get some fresh air as well.
I know. I do have a small yard with beautiful plants, and the park is not far away from here.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
It does.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Nice to meet you, Jumpy.
Yeah,
me
thank
too.
You for calling
me. My pleasure.
Okay, speak soon. Bye.
Bye-bye, my dear. Bye.
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 Bye. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling. Lovely guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and are you going to bring the next caller on, Gary?
I can. I've been
thank
on
you.
Hold for 10 minutes and a little longer than 10 minutes. Mary Lou Who. Mary Lou Who, you
Mary
are
Lou
on the
Who
air.
Knew. Hi. Hi, Mary Lou.
Hi. Where are you calling
who
from?
Hi.
I'm calling from New Orleans.
Oh. Hi, Mary Lou. How are
one
you?
One of my favorite cities in the world.
Wow.
Yeah. Hmm? I was just going to ask if I had any message that could help me with where I'm at right now in my journey.
Well, you've got to stop punishing yourself. You've got to stop making yourself wrong for every little thing that you do. That's an old pattern. It's been ingrained incarnation after incarnation. And you've got to start, you know, tying the blue ribbon around your throat. Oh, everybody's getting throat chakra stuff. This blue ribbon around your throat, this beautiful satin ribbon that you're the one that gets – whoa. I just dropped the funny there, that you're the one that gets to tie it and untie it. No one gets to speak your truth other than you. So when somebody tries to tell you that you're wrong or that, you just, you know, you can walk away or you can, you know, just say, thanks for sharing, you know. But it's really about you standing in this truth that is yours to speak, because you have a lot of wisdom. and it's been taken away from you, seemingly. And people have tried to usurp your power. And this is the incarnation where you get to bring all that back home to yourself.
Okay. That's awesome.
And if you can get a little piece of aquamarine, that would be a great stone for you.
All right. I probably have some. Anything else?
Yeah, just keep smiling and just keep empowering yourself through this, speaking your word for truth. People learn from that.
And just remember, we all create our reality as we go along. So you're being given the opportunity to recreate whatever reality you have created, just turning it around and empowering yourself to something different, something better, something more worthy of you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank
so
you.
Much.
Cool.
Thank
yes,
you, thank
Mary,
you, Mary Lou.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. We just have time for two quick callers, I think. Because we've got Jane Schnur, who's been waiting. Oh, Jane. Hello,
hi there.
Jane.
Hiya. Hi.
Where are you calling from, Jane?
I'm from Toronto, Canada.
Oh, lovely.
Hi,
okay,
Jane.
Well, you're live with Melissa. Here we go.
Oh, I guess I'm wondering if you have a message for me. I feel like I've had a cold for the last week, and I have no energy, and it's starting to frustrate me.
Are you drinking a lot of warm liquids?
Not as much as I was probably before.
Mm-hmm. So you want to get some, do you have any ginger root?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know how to steam it? You know how to cook the ginger?
I think so. I mean,
okay, just to refresh your memory, you're going to take some ginger and slice it down in some, spring water, bring it to a boil, boil it for 30 minutes, and let it steep for 30 minutes. And then you can sip that, put some fresh lemon in there. Right now, it feels like, you know, your sinuses have been kind of clogged. There's like a little bit of food allergies. Have you eaten something lately that you don't normally eat, or are you eating dairy a little bit or wheat? There's just something... It's feeling
well,
like...
I'm on antibiotic drops for my eye.
Oh, poor baby. Oh, that's why you're... That's what this... Okay, so are you doing
probiotics? So it's activated yeast stuff that I haven't had a problem with for a long time.
Exactly. So load up on chicken soup and green cruciferous if you can tolerate it. And then are you doing any probiotics?
I just started. I remembered I had some in my fridge, so I started on that last night.
Perfect. So it's going to take a few days for you to start to kind of get this thing in balance because, yeah, those antibiotics threw your system off and you have that intestinal overabundance. We call it candida. But you know how to take care of this. So if you're craving the yeasty stuff, walk the other way. Eat some steak if you want. I mean, you really
I really don't eat much of that anyhow because I've had to learn to avoid it. It's just the way I've been feeling is like, oh.
Yeah, because what's happened is your immune system is so compromised and it's triggered the antibiotics because you have to take them has triggered this other stuff. But you can bring this back around pretty quickly. Just pump up the protein, do some more liquids, warm liquids, more chicken soup, no dairy, no wheat, no yeast, no sugar, no caffeine, and just visualize this clearing out. Again, for everybody's communication right now, clearing it out. So you can keep speaking that beautiful, beautiful words that you speak so lovely and eloquently. But you're getting through this. Give it about 3 days for this stuff to just, and just pump those liquids and get that protein going.
Yeah, I just was starting to get discouraged, as I...
Yeah, of course, because you work so hard to clear it out. So you just go back on that, the protein, a little bit of grains or, veggies, whatever. But for you right now, it feels like you need cruciferous vegetables like cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, those cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, a little bit of spinach, kale, any of that. And then you need, if you eat red meat, have a little bit of that. If you don't, chicken, fish. You've got to pump that. What you need is protein. And you can do it a soup, protein soup, if you want to do, chicken soup is really good for you, that broth right now.
Yeah.
Because you got to feel warmth out. But, no, you're going to be fine. It just kind of knocked you off your feet a little bit because of the the antibiotics, and then the probiotics will kick in, and just watch your nutrition.
Yeah, I was just saying, I put drops in my eye. I didn't think that it would affect my body that much because
yes, but you're healed and you're sensitive, and yeah, it does. It's just like if people do shampoo that has soy in it and they're allergic to soy, it can react.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's going through your eye ducts, but that goes into your intestinal tract.
Yeah, it's just I've been getting more and more tired, and I'm like, oh.
Well,
I did get a cold too. So that
yeah, that's you're just cleansing. Can you rest? Do you have time to rest?
I've been resting for a week. I have a presentation to do tomorrow, and I feel so tired.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any? Let's see. You need some extra vitamin A for your immune system. Do you have a multi, or do you have any liquid vitamin A?
I just ate a whole big thing of kale.
Okay. Yeah, your vitamin A you can get in apples as well and carrots. So if you want to make liquids is what you need, though. You just your body is just craving liquids. And you're not dehydrated, but your body just really needs that to flush this stuff out. And your presentation will be fine. Drink some herbal tea, you know, have some mint tea or some throat coat or some tea that's, you know, it feels like you need like tea that has eucalyptus in it or peppermint or, you know, something to keep those bronchia. Do you have anything like that, breathe easy tea?
Oh, I think I have quite a bit of tea.
Mm-hmm. So you need
about my head being able to think.
Yeah.
Melissa, where were you 2 weeks ago when I was coming down with all this?
I don't know, Mr. Roger, and I would have been so happy to brought whatever.
Gary.
Oh, why am I calling you Roger? Gary.
Why are you calling me Roger?
Oh, I'm thinking Roger Moore.
Roger,
oh,
Gary.
My God. Miss Jen, I'm thinking Roger Moore. I'm sorry, Gary.
Roger
Gary-o.
Moore.
Yay.
That's really
Roger.
Funny.
He'll make me better.
Yes, but you need more liquids, and you're going to you just tomorrow, just do it, and go home and rest, pace yourself. You're going to be fine. Wear comfortable shoes that are cute.
Oh. Yeah, you know I'm not going to work
on. Good luck with that, Jane. And we're going to say goodbye and God bless to you because we're just going to try and get another couple of callers on as fast as we can.
Thank you so
really
much.
Quickly.
You're so welcome.
Time.
Feel better.
Thank you, Jane.
Okay.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you. Bye.
And we'll move on to the next caller. We've got 7 minutes left. From the 928 area code, 928, you are on air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Alfina. I'm calling from Arizona.
Hiya.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Alfina.
Hi, Elsie.
Alfina.
Alfina,
yes.
All right.
Okay.
Sorry.
Before we start, Gary, are you eating, I just got a message for you. Are you eating eggs at all? Are you able to eat eggs? At all?
Me? Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because they were sharing deviled eggs with me, so there's something in that. You need more vitamin E right now.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And it's almost Easter and Passover, so you get to have deviled eggs, too.
There we go, yeah.
Okay, Alvina, how can we help you? Good evening, good day, and good afternoon, whatever time zone you're in.
I actually have a question pertaining to love and relationships. I'm wondering what advice Spirit has for my relationship right now.
Well, it feels like there's a lot of commanding energy there. Are you feeling that you're able to speak your word for truth in this situation?
No, it's kind of where right now we're like facing... We have a disagreement, and we're not talking, so I'm wondering, like, how can I work through this with him?
Mm-hmm. So you want to get into the idea of commanding as opposed to demanding, so that you're commanding your thoughts, your actions, what you choose, as opposed to demanding, because commanding makes you proactive in the relationship. Demanding means that he's responsible for the way you feel, which just becomes codependent, and you don't want that. So you want to sit down and write what it is that what your particular needs are. It's okay that you're not speaking right now. This is happening to people all over the place. It's not the end of the relationship. You know, he's not going to walk out. You don't have to leave. There's not that kind of drama going on, but it's about you and your empowerment with your words and feeling that you are able to say, you know, I feel uncomfortable when da-da-da-da, fill in the blank. I would really appreciate it if I could fill in the blank. And just start writing this down, journal it.
before you get together again, so that you can see kind of where you are in the relationship, so that you have your space in this relationship. Because it's two people in a relationship here. It's not him taking you or you owning him. It's the two of you have come together for a specific purpose. And so you want to honor that. You want to honor that
so
more.
So, like, you do see us, like, working this out and stuff like that, or?
Well, right now, because you're not speaking, this is how you're going to get to be able to speak. It doesn't feel like it's the end of the world at all. It feels a little traumatic, but it doesn't feel like the end of the world. But it's an opportunity now for you to command, not demand.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Not really.
Okay, what doesn't make sense so we can help you?
I guess, like, commanding, like, I don't know what you mean by that. Like, I've already kind of expressed what it was I wanted and what, you know, when he does certain things, how it makes me feel. So at this point, I'm kind of like, there's nothing really more for me to say.
Mm-hmm. But when you're speaking it, are you speaking it from a place of commanding, or are you saying, you know, are you scolding? I think this is what your guides are trying to get you to kind of put it on paper, take a look at it, see where your words are commanding as opposed to demanding. I mean, that's what they just keep saying to me. I'm the messenger, so please, you know, just try to understand. That's what they keep saying.
Okay.
We want her to get the difference between the two so that you can have a healthier way of communicating. Because this gentleman has issues, you know, childhood issues, scolding issues, his own scolding issues with his mother, whatever, father, whatever went down. I think he has another sibling or something, and so he's like the brother and all of that. Is that true? He's like a brother for people in his family?
He has two siblings.
Yeah. So, you know, he's got those issues. And so, you know, it's hard to be on the same team sometimes, you know. It's hard. Sometimes we just feel like we need to be apart. So use this time wisely so that you can have more fluid conversation. So those are your homework.
That's all we're going to have time for, Alvina. Because,
okay, thank you.
We've run out of time. So, yeah, come from a place of love when you're speaking to him, and maybe that might help. Okay, well, we're going to say goodbye, God bless. Thank you so much to Melissa because she's been absolutely brilliant. Thank you to you, Alvina, for calling in. And thank you to Gary for being here as well. And next
thank you, Melissa.
Week,
thank you, Giant Christian. Thank you, callers. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everybody in the chat room. And next week, if you didn't get a chance to speak to Melissa today, we do have Sharon Taphorn, and she'll be giving some more wonderful messages. So you can always call in again when Sharon or when Melissa's on again, I should say. Okay,
it would
so
be
thank
my
you
privilege.
So much,
thank
Melissa.
You so much for bringing me on. I love meeting both of you and everybody that called in, and it's just been an honor, and I continue success to both of you.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, we're going to play out with Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World, because it is. Thank you so much, and I'll give you another date straight after the show, Melissa. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I love you all. And I love
bye,
you
everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Okay,
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like my much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself.
Hi, Melissa. Are you still there?
I am. Hi.
Hiya. Oh, dear. That was lovely. Thank you very much. What wonderful messages. Really brilliant.
Oh. My pleasure. I'm so grateful we've been brought together. You're just amazing, and I love your music.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, and everything.
Thank you. We're still streaming. We're streaming into the archives now.
Oh,
so.
Oh, are we? Oh,
yes.
Well. Well, shall
being
I
recorded.
End the episode?
So should we
I'll
not talk
the
right now then?
Have a beautiful evening, ladies. Thank you so much.
Nice to
thank
meet you,
Gary.
Feel better.
Nice to meet you. Bye-bye.